had something spicy and it made my ear itchy.
Oh, what?
Huh.
Interesting. That's a thing.
You know that goes in your mouth, right? Hello, welcome to Pretty Much Random. I'm Ness.
I'm Reddy. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Alex, today's host. So I thought for today, like, we always kind of have, like, a gimmick or a theme, and I literally thought today we would just kind of, like, chat. I do have questions that, like, I can ask if we need a topic to chat about, but I just kind of thought I'd ask you guys, like, what do you guys want to chat about today?
Oh, I like this format. Not necessarily the surprise element of it. So please don't take that and run with it. But everything else about it.
You know how most shows wait until like the 10th episode to introduce all of their hosts?
Right, exactly.
And speaking of, we have our new host. Wait, whose job was it to book the new host?
Not mine.
I reached out to Nathan Fillion, but he declined.
We'll see.
Oh, you know what we could talk about, actually, real quick?
Oh, yeah, what?
We missed our one-year anniversary last month. We've been doing this for over a year.
A one-year anniversary? That's crazy.
Yep.
Wow. Now I know what it's like to have children.
No, you don't.
I love the just the not even any pretense of a joke. Ness just no, you don't.
Ness was so bitter about that. Like, listen, you have no idea what it takes to raise a child.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, that's so.
That's
funny.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Wait. So is this our? Oh, we probably it was probably a while ago.
So if all we right. podcasted while I was on my Yellowstone trip, which. I think that day I was at a hot spring soaking in the pool, so we wouldn't have podcasted, but if we had, it would have been that episode.
We would have lost a podcast member due to some sort of electrical issue.
Oh, no, I have swimming, they're bone-conducting headphones that are made for swimming. I wear them when I go lap swimming.
Wow, you turned into a superpower. What the... You're like Iron Man.
Disability or superpower? Dun dun.
Both. Why? Por qué no los dos? That's the only thing I know how to say in Spanish.
No.
What do you know how to say in Spanish, Ness?
Burrito?
I can't tell if that counts or not.
I mean, technically it does. It is a Spanish word.
Sammy took 2 points of psychic damage.
Look, I've been studying Japanese, not Spanish, okay?
That is true. Yeah, how's that been going?
Not bad. I'm up to numbers.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So, you started the alphabet and then did the, and now we're doing the numbers?
No, I started at foods, actually.
You know what? That makes sense to me.
I can ask for green tea in Japanese.
Well, you know, infants, or not infants, but toddlers... don't learn starting with the alphabet.
That's true.
They learn
true.
Words first. Okay. So, Sam, if you don't know, there were how many 5 games up for Game of the Year?
It's fine. Again, we've had this issue in
Damn
the past.
It.
And when Sammy when Sammy Thank says you. It, it's less confusing, so it's okay. But
oh, fuck.
It's
I like how you whispered it. I had no idea what you were saying for a second like that. Oh, man. So, Alex.
Yes.
There were like 5 games up for the Game of the Year awards the other night, right, Ness? Like 5?
Something like that.
Yeah. And. One game swept, like, what, like 9 of the awards?
So, yeah, it was the Claire Obscura show with guest stars, other games every now and then.
So the question here is, do you put a game in that many categories?
I mean, if it's eligible and it's like worthy of being nominated for that category, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Now, did the video game?
It did deserve it. It deserved. That's the thing. That's hard. It deserved every award it got.
Do the video game awards work like the Academy Awards, where you have to submit the film to be like considered for nomination?
Or do they just No, actually. And that led to a situation in which somebody turned down a nomination. Actually,
really.
Yeah, Ness could probably explain it better than I could.
Wow. The developer of Megabonk was nominated for, like, basically best first game. And it was like, I've put out games before. This is just the first one under this developer name. So I'm going to respectfully decline.
Oh, you guys were talking about that in the group chat. Okay, I remember that. I remember that now.
Yeah. So no, you don't have to submit yourself. They were just... submitted by a jury.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
But the argument is by putting him in that many categories, it drowns out other good games.
Okay, but...
Yeah, it's not the first time this has happened either. Baldur's Gate took, like, the whole show that year, too.
And again, it's hard because... It did deserve every award that it won.
So here's the issue. Award shows are essentially contests. And if someone or something is that much better than everything else, even if something else is really good, it doesn't matter. If Michael Phelps is in the pool, it doesn't matter who else is in the pool. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to win. So does that mean we tell him he's too good and he can't compete? Like, that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
True.
So, yeah. Okay, this game won a bunch of awards. Well, it obviously deserved it, or it wouldn't have been voted the best. So, it is what it is.
All right, that's a pretty definitive sort of. so you're gonna play it now, is what I'm getting.
How many games do I actually play? You know, I like watching you guys play, but I don't really ever.
You should actually. You know what? The soundtrack transcends the game. You should just listen to the soundtrack.
Interesting.
It's very good.
And it really does. I really do mean that. It absolutely does transcend. That guy, wrote like crazy, dude.
Oh, wow. Okay. I do love a good soundtrack.
Every genre.
And he was like a Cinderella story. He was just like a SoundCloud songwriter, and they pulled him out of nowhere, and he made this amazing soundtrack for this game.
Nice. I'm a big fan of Cinderella stories. They're much better than nepotism stories.
You know, true. And I feel bad saying this, but I feel like it has to be said. Alicia DuPont is her name. Okay, so. She's okay at the performance. They did a performance of one of the songs with an orchestra to start off the show. She sounded amazing. The dude who sang with her, not so much.
Oh no.
I did think the flower petals were kind of funny considering what that implies in the game.
I missed the flower petals.
The entire stage was covered in flower petals.
Oh, really? Oh, damn.
Hey, Sammy, and this is a joke our listeners won't get, but hey, Sammy, I wear glasses.
Oh. That's so true. I just didn't notice. Oh, man.
For our listeners, Sammy and I were friends for 6 years before he realized I wore glasses. I've worn possibly glasses since longer. Before we met.
Possibly longer.
No, it was our senior year of high school, and we met in sixth grade.
I just never noticed it for some reason.
That's fair.
And then years later, I had a moment where I was like, do I have some sort of like slight facial aphantasia? And I might.
And it turns out actually, you do.
Maybe. You don't get that diagnosed unless it matters, huh?
That's true. I do have questions prepared to ask if you guys would be interested in that at all.
Oh yeah,
I like your question.
Okay, what three traits do you most admire about yourself?
Oh,
I like a different question.
I like a different question.
Wait, like for real? You're not. You guys aren't even trying. Okay, fine. Okay, let's do this. What three traits do you most admire about the other two of us?
Oh, okay.
We can't answer about ourselves, but we can about each other.
I admire Ness's persistence to collecting things. Ooh. And keeping them nice.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I really admire her ability to read as much as she does. I wish I could do that.
That was going to be my second one.
Oh.
Because awesome. She goes through some books like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And as a librarian, I feel like I fail in that department.
Well, you're too busy working with the books.
That's true. That's very true. But yeah, the book clubs that I run in the schools, a lot of times the kids are like, well, how come you don't read the book with us? And I'm like, because I run multiple book clubs, plus I have my own books I want
to
read.
Like, you have to read one book. I would have to read seven.
Yeah, like, for real. I just don't have the time. Also, I'm in grad school full-time and working full-time.
Stupid Billy. I admire your ability to just say fuck it and go somewhere.
That's very true, man.
Yeah, right.
Is that an ability or a lack of being a responsible adult?
Definitely the former, or some third one. I don't.
Oh, man.
I admire Sammy's singing talent.
Oh God, yes! I wish I had your voice, man. Perfect pipes.
Yay!
I also admire your hair. You have such beautiful hair.
Thank you. Ugh. Thank you. I need to get a trim, but yes.
And
the minute I could grow it out without somebody making me cut it short, I did.
Nice.
And to be clear, it wasn't my parents. It was work.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. It definitely suits you very well, though, the long hair. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, you get a no strings attached $1,000 shopping spree. What are you buying? And don't you cannot
one GTX 5090.
What's that?
It's honestly mostly a joke, but a graphics card.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
I would definitely use part of it, though, to get a new CPU.
Oh, okay.
And then, I don't know.
I think I would use it. This is going to sound weird, because I should say get a new laptop, because mine is almost 6 years old, and I feel like it would be better for podcasting if I had a better laptop. But I think I would actually use it to get a better mattress. I don't like my mattress.
Yeah, you know what? Get a better mattress, for sure.
We're so old.
I would probably spend all of it on my computer.
Yeah, that's fair.
Definitely a new processor.
Okay, yeah. What about you, Ness?
Probably no surprise, but I would play Transformers.
Heck yeah!
Awesome. Any particular ones?
Now, some of them would still be out of my price. You said $1,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so some of them would still be too expensive.
Oh.
I'd probably get a Generation 1 Megatron.
Ooh.
They just don't make... They literally don't make them like that anymore because he turns into a gun, so...
Oh!
Kids can't have guns.
Yeah. Wow.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy. If I have to not be practical, Like, because I feel like a mattress is such a, like, stupid...
It's a good choice, though.
It is a good choice, but it's not a fun answer.
No.
I feel like if I was going to do something fun with it, it would be go back to Alaska, because I would love to go back to Alaska.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know what?
What?
It'd be nice to go to Seattle.
There you go.
I would still probably get parts for my PC, though.
Oh, or I'd go to New Zealand. Oh, man. Wait, maybe my answer's a flight to New Zealand. Oh, that'd be the dream.
And visit the Lord of the Rings set?
Yeah, I want to visit Hobbiton, and then I want to visit this little town called Whakatane, because I want, you can't go to it anymore, but there is a volcano called Whakatane that people were on when it erupted, and it used to be a place you could go visit until that happened. And it's like, how did you ever let people on an active volcano?
You get fascinated by your disasters.
I do get fascinated by disasters. It's bad. I actually have them all pinned on Google Maps, but there's a couple of peaks I want to climb as well.
Oh, you know what, actually? I wonder if you would find this fact about Loki interesting.
Okay.
There's a character who, in the show, is hiding throughout time. And they're like, how can we not figure out where this person is? Because every time this person would be somewhere, there should be some sort of indication that they're there, because they would, just by definition of being there, change time. And so they would see the change. What they had been doing, though, is hiding in apocalypses, hiding in at, like, you know, oh, what's the famous volcano that erupted?
Pompeii. You're talking about the city of Pompeii.
And, like, Vesuvius. Hiding in Pompeii and gotcha. Places like that. Because those places, no matter what changed, the impact would be nothing anyway, because they were going to be destroyed in the first place. Yeah. So that's where they had been hiding.
Oh, wow. That's such a cool concept.
Living an entire life in various disasters.
Wow. Kudos to those writers. That's a cool loophole.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Okay.
Sounds like something Doctor Who would pull.
Yeah.
It does, kind of. Like,
pockets of time, or literally the end of the universe, and then disasters. Ness, what would you spend your $1,000 on?
That's it.
Oh, you said Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
You did. Okay. I feel like Sam and I are dominating the conversation today, so sorry.
You're fine. I could ramble on about Transformers for an hour if you let me.
Ramble on.
Do it next episode. Like, just do a Transformers lore dump and we'll react to it.
That might be a 5-parter.
Ooh, this is a good question. I got these from womenshealthmag.com, by the way. So, what do you think is the most fun thing that we've ever done together? Like, you could say
that's
for each
hard.
Of us. Yeah.
All three of us at the same time, or just.
Or like, just each, like any, I don't know. I guess either. Anything you can remember?
I'm sure for many of them I was drunk and don't remember.
See, the trip to Myrtle Beach springs to mind.
I was going to say, that was kind of fun to do.
That was a really fun trip. I liked that a lot.
We had no responsibilities.
Oh, man,
we were freshly 18, basically.
None of us were married. None of us had kids. Oh, man.
Didn't we say that we were going to, that there were only going to be like 2 people staying there?
No, they knew, because it was a suite with
two
separate bedrooms and a pull-out couch.
Okay.
But we did put the Do Not Disturb sign on the door the entire week, and then gave the maids like a $160 tip at the end because we felt bad.
I don't remember that, but I'm sure it's because somebody approached me and was like, give me $20, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did. I just went around and was like, everybody give me money for this poor woman who has to take out this trash.
That's so funny. That's funny.
Do you remember us totally gaslighting you about being naked?
Yes!
What were we playing, Ness? We were playing Strip
you
Mario
Kart? You must have been
Kart?
Playing Mario Kart.
I'm pretty sure it was Mario Kart.
Okay. Which, I think back
be
on
clear, it, nobody was naked, but it looked like they were.
No, I think some of us had, like, some clothes off.
Okay.
I think
okay.
It was, like, Strip Mario Kart, where whoever got the lowest position had to take something off.
Yeah.
And what made it even funnier is that I was walking home alone after a fight with my girlfriend, and I walked in the most ridiculous situation ever. Oh, man.
What a crazy trip. And we went in March when the water was freezing and we could barely swim anyway. Like, what were we thinking?
I didn't care.
I think we had a hot tub. It was all right.
That's true. I think.
Well, didn't we do it over spring break?
Yeah. And we got, a really good deal on the hotel because it was technically off season.
Yeah. It was a good time.
It was a good time. What's the scariest thing you've ever done willingly?
Oh. I don't think I do scary things.
I think you do scary things, but you don't consider them to be scary things, because I don't think most people would put themselves out there, artistically as much as you do. Being a professional performer like you used to be,
okay.
It's like, that's awesome. That's very scary.
I guess
public performing way up there for general fears.
Yeah. 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 You know what? Honestly, that might count.
Yeah.
I worked with somebody who, had pretty severe social anxiety and, was a stage performer.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 She, I think I might have told this story before because I just think it was so fucking funny, but for your audition, you had to sing, but she wasn't a singer. So she sang Old MacDonald Had a Farm and sang a verse normally. And then the next chorus, included a pterodactyl and she just started screeching.
That's phenomenal.
And, she's really socially anxious, so she was probably, introducing herself really, quiet and everything.
Yeah.
What was the actual wording of the question?
What's the scariest thing that you've ever willingly done?
You can't include things that you were an unwilling participant of.
Yeah.
That time I got kidnapped in Russia.
Yeah. They knew you were going to say that, which is why they said willingly.
I did eat that death chip that one time.
That's true. That's crazy.
It was legitimately bad, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I was never concerned that it was in any danger, but it was not a pleasant time.
Yeah. I mean, technically, it could be dangerous, though, because what makes something spicy is acid, and acids can't eat through the lining of, your digestive tract if you're not careful, so it could have been bad.
I think some kid did die after doing it, but there were, extenuating circumstances. It wasn't just a perfectly healthy child ate a chip and died.
I think mine would probably, I didn't consider it scary, but apparently people in my life were not happy that I did it and convinced my cousins to do it, but I would say skydiving.
They weren't happy?
Oh my god, my aunt was ready to kill me for convincing my cousin to come along, yeah. She was like, if she dies and you survive, I'm gonna kill you anyway.
What was it like?
Oh my god, it was so much fun. So, it was tandem skydiving because it was our first time. So, you're strapped to an instructor. And my guy was like, so, are you a big adventure seeker? And I was like, heck yeah, I'm an adrenaline junkie. And he's like, cool, do you want the, ropes that can control us as we go down? You could do, spirals and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I want to do spirals.
That's awesome.
And then, as we were sitting on the edge of the plane, because we were the first ones to go, He was like, "Do you want to do a backflip out of the plane?" And I was like, "Yes!" So
that's sick.
We did a backflip out of the plane, and then we were doing like tight little spirals on the way down, and like it was so cool.
Next question.
Okay. Who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Natalie Portman.
Ooh, that's a good one. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, she's my celebrity crush.
Mine was River Phoenix, and I cried when he died.
Yeah, oh man.
I was devastated.
Now you'll never get to marry him.
I know.
You had a chance before.
I did. Well, and then my other childhood celebrity crush is also dead, but I never had a chance with him because he's so much older than us, but it was Sidney Poitier. He was the first black male to win a Best Actor Oscar.
Oh, really?
Yep. He's also knighted, so technically he's Sir Sidney Poitier. Ness, who was your celebrity crush as a child?
I'm going to go with Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a classic crush.
That's a very good one. Who's your current celebrity crush?
Me?
Either of you.
I mean, David Tennant's always up there.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
I might have to get back to you on that one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it just
I guess
like
Natalie Portman still? Yeah, I mean,
it just always has been Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, like, I feel like intellectually you guys would get along great because she's as intelligent as you are. Like, you're both insanely intelligent.
She also did a pretty amazing rap on SNL.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's so offensive. Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up later then.
It's very funny.
Nice.
Surprised you didn't say everybody's favorite daddy, Pedro Pascal.
Oh, Pedro Pascal.
That's a good one.
You know what? That is funny because he actually might be my crush because Ness pointed him out for a reason because in the past I've been like, oh, he's so hot.
Yeah.
So it might be Pedro Pascal.
There you go.
Sorry, Natalie.
Mine was Mahershala Ali for a while, and then Mahershala Ali.
I don't know.
Google him because you'll recognize him from things like he was in the Hunger Games movies. He was in a show called The 4400 that I love. He was in Moonlight.
He looks familiar.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff, but his character in The 4400, I just am like, can you be a real human being, please? Because you're perfect.
Oh, he's in the 4400?
Yeah. He's like one of the
That's
main...
That's probably why... Because I watched that for a while.
Yeah, he was Richard, the guy that he was in love with the woman, Lily. And then after everybody returned, he connected with her granddaughter and fell in love with her granddaughter.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I know him, because I watched that for a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a good show. I like that show a lot.
Next question.
Hang on, I'm unlocking my phone. What is your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
See, I don't really do Halloween that much.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your favorite costume you've ever worn then?
Oh, probably an easy costume. I'm weird like that.
I've got two. I don't know that they were my favorite, but they were both clever. It would have been 1996, actually. Just before Halloween, I sprained my ankle really badly. And so I couldn't really go trick-or-treating. So my stepdad took me around. I sat, like, with the tailgate down on his truck. And he drove me around while my cousin jumped out to get candy for us both. But since I had hurt my leg, I went as Carrie Strug, because that was the year that she got hurt doing the vault and they won the gold medal.
Mm.
So it was a timely costume.
That's a good one.
And then the second one was I had laryngitis on Halloween one year, so I went as a mime. So,
So favorite costume, the thing that came to mind. Mm-hmm. Was my priest costume since it was so easy.
It was a good color on you too, like that kind of off whitish color was cool.
Mm-hmm. I was just lazy.
You're like, this is easy to put on. I like it.
Exactly. I was so. You know what though? In real, like the costume I wore for Guys and Dolls, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It was classy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were you saying though, Ness?
I don't know about favorite, but one that I distinctly remember, because obviously the franchise had an impact on me, was in 1986. I went as Ultra Magnus, which is a Transformer.
Nice. But
it was like a prepackaged costume, and it had one of those awful masks with like the rubber band.
Oh yeah.
And the rest of the costume was just like plastic shorts and like a t-shirt that just had the character on the front of it, not like designed or like just a picture of the character.
That's cool. That's
amazing.
Such an 80s costume.
I mean, I did wear a Ninja Turtles costume when I was a kid.
Oh, well, we all did.
Yeah.
I actually met my great niece while in a panda costume because it was Halloween.
Who is in the panda costume?
Me. I don't think she, I don't think she was wearing a costume, but they brought her over to meet my mamaw, which would be her great great grandma.
Okay.
And so yeah, but that was the first time I ever met her. I was like, this poor child, like, she's not gonna remember this, but like our first meeting, I have full face makeup.
Like, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I did do a half decent Hagrid for one of the midnight release movies.
Oh,
back when that franchise was worth something.
I did a really yeah. good Snape costume for the last one.
Man, now I got the song stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. Too bad she ended up being the devil.
God.
With mold brain.
Yeah, for real. I still can't, I'm, every time I think of Devil Woman, I think of the bullshit that is Cho Chang.
Yes.
It's just so dumb. It's the dumbest thing. That tells me all I need to know about how smart she is.
Well, and then the, like, most major black character being named Shacklebolt. Like, Jesus, woman.
It's dumb. It's so dumb.
It's so blatantly bad. I only had two other questions. I don't know if you want to do them or if we want to just...
Up to you.
It's up to you. Yeah.
The one of them was, and this I feel like is going to be fairly quick, but do you remember how we met?
No. Yes. I remember how I met Ness, I think.
How'd you guys meet?
So I might remember how we met. So I think Ness and I either met in chorus or doing Guys and Dolls.
Well, I wasn't in Guys and Dolls, so.
Oh. We must have met either in chorus or because you were Greg's friend, I guess.
I think we did.
Friend.
I think it was a combination. I think you met Greg through Guys and Dolls, and then he introduced us in chorus.
Okay.
So, wait, I thought...
You might be right, whatever you're thinking.
Well, no, because Ness and I met sophomore year, but if you guys didn't meet till Guys and Dolls, that was our junior year.
No, that was our sophomore year.
It was our sophomore year?
It was.
No.
I know that for sure.
Wasn't Fiddler our... Because Joseph was our senior year.
Fiddler was 11th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I didn't do Fiddler.
I did Fiddler.
Oh, wait, because you were doing Harvey at the time, right?
Probably because I was doing King's Island, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Okay. Wow, I don't know why I thought Guys and Dolls was our junior year. Okay.
Should I tell the King's Island story?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
when you weren't Scooby-Doo, what were you, like some kind of creature, right?
Well, it was for Fear Fest.
I was supposed to be Haunt. John Revolting and only be in the Fest House, and I was supposed to be a party animal. But okay. I just wanted to scare people, so I explicitly didn't do the job I was hired for. And this poor lady was supposed to supervise me. She just didn't know what to do.
So you'd worked the year before as that.
Mm-hmm.
And the next Halloween time?
Yeah.
We were all there. And I went to use the restroom. They go up to the urinal, you know, look down, doing my business. I look up, and there's like a flyer posted on the wall directly in front of it, and who's staring me dead in the eye because I'm trying to pee, but Sammy.
Like, with a shit-eating grin on my face, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great. Man, that's awesome. And then I think I met Alex when we were in the sixth grade in show choir.
I think we actually met in the cafeteria.
Really?
Because I remember walking up to the table and asking, because I was new, and asking if I could sit with people. But I know eventually we sat together at lunch, but I don't know if you were with that same group I asked on the first day or not.
I don't know.
But yeah.
But I believe it.
Could be. Or maybe I sat with you later after we got to know each other through show choir. I don't know.
You have the better memory.
Apparently not.
Well.
I thought Guys and Dolls was our junior year.
Oh, true.
And then Ness I met because the day that she, like her first day at school, she got sat next to me in English and I lent her my markers because we were working on a poster project.
Aww. We all cheated off each other.
Yeah, we did copy off each other.
Off each other.
Okay, so I feel like I should explain that because that sounds bad, and it's not. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Cheating is bad, okay?
So they didn't separate, like, AP, CP, and remedial level at that year. So it was all in one class, but our teacher did separate us. There was a row of six desks right in front of his desk that were, like, the behavior kids he needed to watch. Then there was the big grouping in the middle of, like, general kids. And then he put the honors kids off to the side, facing a different way than all the other kids. And we just had, like, our own little row. And there were only, like, five of us and then six when Ness came. But, like, literally, he didn't care what we did. So we would just lean over and be like, what's the answer for number seven? Oh, it's A. Thanks. And, like, the teacher could hear us. And he didn't do anything about it. Like, he just didn't give a crap what we did.
That's funny. Probably had bigger fish to fry.
I think so. So, yeah.
We've known each other for an unusually long time.
We have. People talk about that a lot. Like, when I mention how long I've been friends with my, like, core friend group, people are always like, oh my god, that's crazy. And I'm like, I don't think it is. That's just how friends are supposed to be. Like,
I think we just got lucky.
Maybe, yeah, that's true. We do know good people. Well, and I also think another big part of it is that we are all emotionally mature enough that even when we do have fights and falling outs, we are able to talk through it, move past it. Like,
true.
We don't hold grudges, and we could very well have held grudges. You know what I mean? Like, if we were any other kind of person.
Remember that one time Ness and I had a street fight out back?
I got the scars.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Crazy.
Well, guys. I'm Sammy.
I'm Ness.
And I'm Alex. And this has been Pretty Much Random.
I included the following outtake for two reasons. One, it is kind of funny. But also, as proof that Ness does sometimes accidentally call me Sam on the podcast. Enjoy.
Okay, who wants to start the intro?
I feel like I start it every time.
All right, well then it's on you, Ness.
Does it go?
Just
whatever you want it to.
Yeah, it's pretty much random.
That should be our intro.
We have like some sort of, it's so
we just kind of usually
Sam
say
the
like,
last.
We usually say hello and welcome to Pretty Much Random. I'm Ness, I'm Sammy, I'm Alex, today's host, blah blah blah.
Okay. Alright.
There's the intro, we're done.
Are you ready?
Yes.